While I was having breakfast with my mother, and suddenly this news comes up that the huge bomb blast has happened in Wazir Akbar Khan. This is where my siblings were working.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host, Siddhant Nag, and today we're speaking to Mursal Mohammadi, a photographer from Afghanistan, who tells stories of identity, gender and equality through the visual medium. Mursal is a UN India youth advocate and at present is based in New Delhi. Hello Mursal, welcome to the Josh Talks podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey and your decision to come to India?
While I was having breakfast with my mother, the TV was usually on and we were listening to some morning shows. And the other people has left already the house for their school, for their work and everything. And suddenly this news comes up that the huge bomb blast has happened in Wazir Akbar Khan. This is where my siblings were working. And this huge bomb blast was a shocking news for us. I was feeling very helpless. My mother was crying, and the number of the dead people and reporting the number of the dead people. It was very hard for me, that situation, and I can still remember that. And I can still remember the feeling that I had that day. We couldn't reach to my siblings for hours. We didn't know where they are, what has happened to them. For my family, who has already lost one member of their family, this was a very hard situation. And for hours, we tried to reach for them, and we didn't get anything until we received a call from the hospital that my brother was severely injured and my sister was slightly injured. I was born and brought up in Kabul, Afghanistan. The day I was born, in the 1998, millions of Afghan girls were not allowed to go to school. But I was very fortunate to go to university and go to finish my schools. I was the second generation in my family to complete the school and university. My mother, who could not finish her own schooling, was very happy that she was able to send me to school. But there were millions of other young girls that could not be supported either by their family or by their society. Like my grandmother, she grew up in an extremely patriarchal society and things were never fine for her. She lost many child, she lost a young son, and she was suffering because of being a woman in that society. She could never go to university. I remember that she was hating to have a girl child. At the beginning, I was feeling bad about it. But then when I went through her life and just, tried to realize the suffering that she had, I could understand why she doesn't like being a woman in this society. You remember that the story of my brother in the bomb blast. So this has forced us that my family decided to leave the country. In 2017, my family decided to leave the country just to save their children from all the uncertainty and unsafety in that country. I remember it was early in the morning and everyone was so emotional. My relatives came to say goodbye to us. I remember our neighbors, whom we grew up with. The house was something very special to me even today. We had a house that my grandfather built it, but then my father renewed it. So it was not only one generation that lived there. So every part of that house was a memory for us, and leaving that was not easy.
Moving to India must have come with its own set of challenges, as you must have been trying to adapt to a completely new environment. Can you take us through this phase of your life?
We had my cousins who, show us the way and the places on the first day, and we tried to find a new place a new house and all the things that you need. But while these were passing, I was counting, like, finding ways how can I get access to education and how can I get to university. I was imagining what the university might look like and what are the ways that you can access to education in a new place. One of the things that I was introduced was a refugee center, where they are teaching the languages to the refugee, the youths and the kids. And first I joined there, and I was hoping that through there I can get admission to the university. While attending there, after attending a few classes, my teacher told me, like, you can be a good leader, and we need a leadership for the youth club that we have here. I didn't know what it is and how it is happening, but I said, okay, I can try this. After giving a few interviews, I was selected as a youth leader. We had a club where we had over 200 youths, refugee youths, and there we were providing educational and social activities for them. At the very beginning, I was just interacting with the youths, and I didn't know what's happening. But later on, I realized that there is so much potential in these youths. And all of them are full of hopes, full of energy, and they can change the society. They can change the society that they are living in. Meanwhile, I wanted to continue my education because I was feeling that I am giving back to my community, but that was not enough for me. And I needed higher education. So I tried very hard. Several times I didn't get any support. I didn't get any guidance. But I never gave up because education was my goal. I found a refugee who was admitted to the university, and I asked for support, how I can get access to university admission. He guided me through the whole process, and I was very happy that now, after 2 years, I can go to university and I can continue my education. I got admission to the Delhi University, and there I thought for a second, like, what can I use, what medium I can use for a better change and something that I can do. And there I shifted my field from psychology to mass communication.
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, let's continue. Mursal, a question many of our listeners seem to have is, how did you figure out that you wanted to be a visual storyteller? And how were you able to manifest this?
I remember my teacher used to give me the photography assignments, and I was just trying to explore it at home. But then I felt that I can find myself there, I can put my ideas there, and I also can put my emotions there, what I'm feeling about my identity, what I'm feeling about my gender. These things are not something that comes to me right now, like at that moment, but these were something that I've grown up with. The story of my grandmother, the way it shaped me, the story of my mother, and just living in Afghanistan, those things have, you know, shaped me, and I was just trying to find a medium to put it there. And I think I felt that through photographs, through the visual stories, I can express those emotions. While I was in university, I was introduced to the camera and how to use it. And from there, I used the visual storytelling to share the story of resilience of Afghan women. And this was something that I always wanted to share with the people out there. We know that there is suffering, but there is also resilience. I remember my aunt, for searching her brother, used to go out, but she was not allowed, and she was, you know, getting beaten. But this was something that was the back of my mind, and this was not the only resilient. My mother trying to educate me and my sister was a resilience for her. And these stories are not only a story of my mother and aunt, but millions of other women. In 2021, I joined a visual storytelling program by UNICEF India, and there I talked about identity. Through my own lenses, through my own thoughts, I thought, I just showed that home and belongingness, what does it mean to me? For a person who has left the place that she has grown up, the memories that she was living with and leaving them behind, how does it feel? And how you can find belongingness in a new society. I joined an initiative by UNICEF, which is called as UA, and I was selected as a youth advocate for the UA. There I am trying to share the stories of the refugee women and the young people.
As we conclude, is there a message you'd like to leave our listeners with?
While I was working in a refugee center, I have realized that these young refugees have lost a lot. They have lost their parents, they have lost their homeland, they have lost the place that they have grown up, but they're still full of energy, full of potential, and each one of them are so talented. And each one of them can bring change just to have the basic rights. And if they are given that opportunity, like I was given the opportunity to take photographs, and there I found myself. And I believe that every refugee youth needs that only. And talking of the refugee women, they are the people who can educate young girls and boys. They can talk about justice, they can talk about respect, they can talk about love and kindness. I know many refugee women who are working hard, they are giving everything, just their kids get access to education. Because education can change life. And I am an example for that.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. You could also click the three dots and then the share button to spread the Josh with your friends and family. We hope that today's episode